Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You are listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, with Scott and Maria. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874. And also you can access this radio show through our podcast on KXORadio.com. So welcome, everyone.
Good morning. Welcome.
Good morning.
So you did the dramatic pause before the four on the phone number. I thought you were going to do like KXORadio.com.
I should have.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. Welcome. Got our show for you. Let's jump right in. We got Mariana Vialas, and she is the lead advocate for the rape prevention for the SURE helpline people. Good morning, Mariana.
Good morning. Thank you for having me on your show again.
It's good to have you again. You have a lot of good information, and as this whole radio show is to provide awareness and information to our community. And SURE helpline has a lot of information.
Yes, we do.
And they've been around for a while.
Since 1971. Yes, we have.
So it's 1 year old.
Yes. So it's been on for a couple of years now. So we are very proud to know that it's growing and it's advancing. So we're here to help. So let's go on.
And it's good that you're still around with the way the economy is.
Yes.
Because your organization relies on
a lot of wood.
I know. Well, I mean, they need to know it's good. You know, it relies on funding. You know,
yes.
Just
nonprofit organization.
Nonprofit. We're
always taking donations, so it's something, you know, for us to keep going. And you know, the main thing is that we're here to help people. We like to help people. You know, give the services. A lot of people doesn't believe that, you know, this Bali needs certain services, but you know, as long as we have at least 4 or 5 people that need our services, we're gonna keep moving. So.
SURE Helpline has a long history. I mean, it's been around something like 20 years now, at least.
A little bit more. It's since 1971.
71.
Over 37 years.
No,
yes.
39 years. Cause
this is 40th year, I was going to say. I'm doing the math.
Yes. So.
Great. Okay. So, you know, let's talk about rape prevention, because that's... Where do you guys start when you're trying to help a community avoid sexual victimization crime?
Okay, well, let me tell you a little bit first about the program that we have at SURE Helpline Crisis Center.
Sure.
SURE Helpline Crisis Center has a special program called SART, and for those who don't know who SART is, it's the Sexual Assault Response Team. Sexual Assault Response Team is composed of 4 elements, which we have the victim, we have the law enforcement, we have the nurse practitioner, and we also have the advocates, which is us. Every component has a different ways of operating. You know, the victim, it's, you know, our main purpose. Without a victim, the team doesn't work. Mm-hmm. So the law enforcement is in charge of, you know, getting all of the facts together. And actually, those are the ones that are going to say yes or no, we're going to activate SART. Mm-hmm. Then the process continues on with the nurse examiner. The next examiner will be in charge of collecting evidence, seal all the evidence, and hand it out to, you know, the district attorney. And the advocate is, I provide the emotional support, the accompaniment, and the advocacy to victims of sexual assault. So this program, it's, like I said, it's funded by different grants that we have by the state of California, mm-hmm. and also by donations. So it's, everybody's welcome to bring donations, and we're more than welcome to receive them.
That whole process for the victim is very traumatic.
Very, very traumatic. Actually, one of the things that, you know, victims have, and it's very distinctive, though, is they usually blame themselves. Usually the first response is to blame themselves and to say, you know, it's my fault. So that's why most of the times they don't report it, especially if they're teenagers. They're usually a little bit more skeptical as to report.
Do we know how many rapes are committed versus reported? Is there some sort of...
It varies. You know, we are becoming to have those, but they said that 1 in 4 women actually are raped.
We know our court system doesn't have that many cases pending.
No, so. But it's because it's underreported.
Mm-hmm.
That's why. I mean, the numbers vary, but it's because it's underreported.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.